We did meet him, Gandhiji, and we did attend his prayer meetings in Missouri. So he was there for a stay, and I think we went to more than one. And I loved it because we had just shifted to Hindi, and his Hindustani was about the level of mine, and he was doing the prayer meeting in Hindustani. I felt very comfortable because he's a Gujarati. That's his state and his language. And Hindi is the national language, but it's not his mother tongue. We had about 10, 15 minutes sitting on the floor with him, and there were mats on the floor. He was sitting on the floor, and we sat down. His usual dhoti, that's the cloth like a diaper, and a shawl over his shoulders to be warm, and his glasses. And what impressed me the most was his face was fuller than you'd expect with an elderly person. No wrinkles, probably all that goat milk, and beaming, just a beam and a very good sense of humor. I don't know that we got very deep politically. Topics we talked about, independence, just, you know, the conversation flowed. He asked us questions, and I think I was overwhelmed just by him, just by his presence. And actually, that's often you do with wonderful people in India. You have their darshan. You don't have to talk to them. You just have their sense of being,